Alex, two wins from two, but made to work a bit harder this week?
Yeah, I think we're going away from home, you know, you're going to have to work hard. And Sale, you know, opening of a new stadium, the support was, you know, very loud and very passionate. So obviously it was a tough game, but we came from behind and dug out a win.
Yeah, when Will Addison scored that try, you're under pressure a little bit, but showed some good composure to get back in the game.
Yeah, no, I think, you know, we were disappointed to let them back in the game when we were 12-3 up, and we let them back in the game at the end of the first half, and then, you know, come the second half, you know, we gave them that intercept try, really, which was a bit of a kick in the proverbials. But, you know, I think we rallied really well. We grind out the game, went a bit more cautious maybe, and just had to settle things down. You know, got the points on the board, and, you know, good break from the forwards, and I was lucky enough to make a break myself, so it was good.
Yeah, and Chris Ashton with the vital try. You're obviously linking well with him at the back. How big an addition has he been to Saracen's squad?
Oh, I think he's brilliant. You know, his energy in attack is fantastic. He's enthusiastic. He wants the ball. He wants us to attack. He wants to keep going. And that is brilliant. You know, I think a lot of the last year we made a lot of half breaks and stuff, and we didn't really finish him off. And having him here is, you know, he's always on the edge of things and always supporting. So he's a great player to play with, and counter attack as well. You know, I really enjoy playing with him, and you know, it's great.
Yeah, we know the Saracens over the last couple of years are very strong up front. You've been excellent defensively, but it's bringing in someone like Ashton. We know that you, from fullback, like to attack. Is that kind of a signal of intent from Saracens? You're going to play with a bit more ball in hand this year?
I think we know days like this, especially, we want to attack and want to play, you know, with tempo and speed. End of the day, some days it can happen, some days it can't. You know, we've got a mix of weather and the way the refs can interpret the breakdown and if we go on the front foot, but definitely there's an onus to attack a bit more, and, you know, I've been given a bit more license to counter attack, which is nice. And I said, when you've got people like Ashton and, you know, Chris Wiles in the wing, is a fantastic player, it makes it good for me and fun for me to have a go and know that they'll be there.
Yeah, talking about you personally, if the team is scoring tries and looking in attack, that's only going to improve your England prospects out of the autumn.
Yeah, hopefully. You know, I know I've got to play well for the next 6-7 weeks, you know, leading up to the autumn. That's how, you know, we're going to get picked. And if I'm in good form and I'm playing well, then, you know, hopefully I'll have a chance. You know, it was a bit of a mixed day, but, you know, luckily a few good touches towards the end, and that's key for me.
Yeah, and just looking back to the summer where you broke into the starting 15 against South Africa, do you feel that shirt is almost yours now? Do you feel you've still got a lot of work to do to make sure you know, beat off the challenge of the likes of Ben Foden and Mike Brown to get that jersey in the autumn?
I think it's a very, very competitive position. You know, you mentioned those two guys. You've also got people like Rob Miller today and Nick Abendon, who was good in tour. So, look, it's a very tough position. I'm under no illusions that, you know, I did well out in South Africa, but I've still got to keep playing well. You know, Mike Brown's going to be pushing, and Foden's going to be pushing. And, you know, these guys don't want to, you know, give up their spot. So it's a tough place, but probably brings the best out of all three of us, at least, and all the other guys. So just got to keep playing well, and, you know, the boys play well in front of me, then it helps.
Yeah, and just finally, that's good for English rugby, isn't it, to have players like the ones you mentioned in one position. There's also the same kind of competition in the back row and a scrum half, for example. So it's just good for the English game.
Yeah, I think it's brilliant. It's what you want, you know, competition for places. You want to make it, you know, a tough decision for, you know, Stuart Lancaster, Faz and, you know, Mike Catt. And hopefully we'll do that, you know. And, you know, in all those positions, you want that competition. So it's great for English rugby, and, you know, hopefully it'll push us all.
And you just mentioned Mike Catt just quickly. He's come in. It was sort of confirmed this week that he's going to be the attack skills coach. What did he bring in South Africa, and how, you know, pleased are you to get him on board?
I really enjoyed working with Catty out in South Africa. You know, he was brilliant with individual players, developing us all, but also the back line, and, you know, he's a great sounding board. So he's obviously done it at the highest level. He's Lions, England, you know, England, everything. So fantastic player to learn a lot from, and you know, I enjoy working with him, and, you know, enjoy hopefully in the future working with him as well. But saying that, it's great to have Faz back on board. You know, he did a great job in the Six Nations, and, you know, he'll be brilliant to have him around.